This is Diolus Saint introducing Saint Louis, King of France. Louis IX, King of France, belonged to the Capetian family. Its dynasty of rulers was traced back to Hugh Capet, so named because of the cloak he wore while he was an abbot. Hugh Capet was named King of France in 987, and his family continued to provide French kings up to the time of Louis XVI, who was beheaded during the French Revolution in 1792. King Louis IX was born in 1214, and was 8 years old when his father, Louis VIII, took possession of the French crown. His mother was left with the responsibility for his education, and she took great care that he learned to love God. She would often say to him, "I love you, my dear son, as much as a mother can love her child, but I would rather see you dead at my feet than that you would ever commit a mortal sin." When Louis was 12, his father died, and his mother ruled France while Louis was still young. She established peace and even put down a rebellion of ambitious barons. We learn about the life of Louis mainly from the accounts of one of his staff members. Louis married when he was 19 and raised a family of 11 children, whose descendants would become kings of France for the next 500 years. When he was 21, he ruled the kingdom on his own. He began each day with Mass, after which he recited the prayers said by those who lived according to the Third Order of St. Francis. He spent his evenings with his family, telling his children stories about the good kings and how they were responsible to God for the ways they treated their subjects. Everyone was expected to read and study the little office of Our Lady, after which Louis would point out through examples how its ideals could be applied to their lives when they would rule others. Louis founded more than 12 monasteries and convents. It was said that only an application need be made, and approval would be given. He built homes for the blind and for poor women who needed support. He invited the poor daily to his house, where he would often serve them bread, wine, meat, or fish, and then give them money. On special religious days, he would not eat until all of his invited poor were served. He had a custom of washing the feet of 12 of his poor visitors on Holy Thursday. Once he asked a close friend if he did not also do the same. His friend replied, "Certainly not." At this, Louis angrily said, "You should not be ashamed of doing what God himself did. Besides, even the King of England washes the feet of 12 lepers and kisses them." Louis wanted all his subjects to receive equal justice under the law. On certain days, all who had complaints were invited to come to a certain tree in the woods where Louis would sit and hear all cases fairly with no regard to rank. He stopped feudal lords from making private wars, and he did not break his word in the treaties and promises he made. Once a count hung 3 children he had caught who had been hunting rabbits on his land. Louis had him tried not by judges of his own rank, but by the town's judges, who promptly sentenced him to death. Louis later spared his life, but fined him a large amount of money, which was used for charity. In 1244, Louis became seriously ill, and swore that if he recovered, he would lead an army to the Holy Land to recapture it from the pagans. This was known as the Seventh Crusade. It was not victorious. His army was slaughtered, and he was captured and held for a large ransom. He even impressed his captors by his calm and piety in the face of prison life and torture. Finally, the ransom was paid, and he returned to France. However, he still longed to provide the Christians in Europe access to the holy places. He joined the Eighth Crusade, but became fatally sick with fever. Before his death, he dictated the instructions, which outlined for his descendants practical guidelines to apply as they ruled their own kingdoms. His long reign of 44 years from 1226 to 1270 was based upon religious ethics, which supported his policy of justice. He was merciful even to rebels, and did not seek revenge or conquests, but rather peaceful agreements. Even during his life, he was considered to be the most chivalrous man of his age, and the ideal medieval king. He was liked by his subjects and respected by the other leaders in Europe, who often asked him to help arbitrate their own difficulties. Louis was declared to be a saint in 1297. Just as Louis felt he must extend his love of God through the virtues of justice, charity, and peace when he dealt with his subjects, so we are also expected to do the same when we deal with others.